Chapter 19. Simeon. The second lot fell to Simeon. The heritage of the clans of the tribe of Simeonites lay within that of the Judahites. For their heritage they received Beersheba, Shema, Moladah, Hazar Shual, Bela, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethul, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Leboath, and Sharuhen, 13 cities and their villages. Also Enrimon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages. Besides all the villages around these cities, as far as Baalath Beer, that is Ramoth Negeb. This was the heritage of the clans of the tribe of the Simeonites. This heritage of the Simeonites was within the confines of the Judahites. For since the portion of the latter was too large for them, the Simeonites obtained their heritage within it. Zebulun. The third lot fell to the clans of the Zebulunites. The limit of their heritage was at Sarid. Their boundary went up west, and through Mareal, reaching Dabesheth and the wadi that is near Jokneam. From Sarid eastward it ran to the district of Chisloth Tabor, on to Dabarath, and up to Japhia. From there it continued eastward to Gath Hepha and to Eth Kazin, extended to Rimmon, and turned to Neah. Skirting north of Hanathon, the boundary ended at the valley of Iftahel. Thus, with Ketath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem, there were 12 cities and their villages to comprise the heritage of the clans of the Zebulunites. Issachar. The fourth lot fell to Issachar. The territory of the clans of the Issacharites included Jezreel, Chasuloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, and Beth Pazes. The boundary reached Tabor, Shahazumah, and Beth Shemesh, ending at the Jordan. These 16 cities and their villages were the heritage of the clans of the Issacharites. Asher. The fifth lot fell to the clans of the tribe of the Asherites. Their territory included Helkath, Hali, Beten, Aksaph, Alammalek, Amad, and Mishal, and reached Carmel on the west and Shihor Libnath. In the other direction, it ran eastward of Beth Dagon, reached Zebulun and the valley of Iftahel, then north of Beth Emek and Neel, it extended to Kabul, Mishal, Abdon, Rehob, Hamon, and Cana, near Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned back to Ramah and to the fortress city of Tyre. Thence it cut back to Hosah and ended at the sea. Thus, with Mahalab, Akzib, Umah, Akko, Aphek, and Rehob, there were 22 cities and their villages to comprise the heritage of the clans of the tribe of the Asherites. Naphtali. The sixth lot fell to the Naphtalites. The boundary of the clans of the Naphtalites extended from Helaph, from the oak at Zeananim to Lekum, including Adami Nekeb and Jabneel, and ended at the Jordan. In the opposite direction, westerly, it ran through Asnoth Tabor, and from there extended to Hukok. It touched Zebulun on the south, Asher on the west, and the Jordan on the east. The fortified cities were Zedim, Zer, Hamath, Rekath, Chinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrai, Enhazor, Yeron, Migdal-El, Horem, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh. 19 cities and their villages to comprise the heritage of the clans of the tribe of the Naphtalites. Dan. The seventh lot fell to the clans of the tribe of Danites. Their heritage was the territory of Zorah, Eshtaol, Ir-Shemesh, Shealabim, Aijalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltikor, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Bene-Berak, Gath-Rimon, Majarkon, and Rakon, with the coast at Joppa. But the territory of the Danites was too small for them, so the Danites marched up and attacked Leshem, which they captured and put to the sword. Once they had taken possession of Leshem, they renamed the settlement after their ancestor Dan. These cities and their villages were the heritage of the clans of the tribe of the Danites. Joshua's city. When the last of them had received the portions of the land they were to inherit, the Israelites assigned a heritage in their midst to Joshua, son of Nun. In obedience to the command of the Lord, they gave him the city which he requested, Timnath-Serah, in the mountain region of Ephraim. He rebuilt the city and made it his home. These are the final portions into which Eleazar the priest, Joshua, son of Nun, and the heads of families in the tribes of the Israelites divided the land by lot in the presence of the Lord at the door of the meeting tent in Shiloh.